Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. Now this is your host Pranay Parab's final episode of Orbital because, well, some things are happening which I'll talk about in a bit. But before we get to that part, we'll be speaking a bit about the future of Orbital, who's going to take over the podcast, what you can expect from Orbital in the coming episodes, and a lot of other things like that. So to talk about all these things, we have, well, my successor, can I call you that? Akhil Arora.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, you can call me that. How are you feeling? What are your emotions and thoughts right now?
We
do this for like 4 years.
I know. I'll talk about all of that in a bit. You know, I don't want to get too emotional before we tell people what to expect next.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyway, as I said before, Akhil is going to be hosting this podcast in the future from the next episode onwards. He will also have other people from Gadgets 360 helping him out. Most notably, we have a very talented reporter called Jagmeet Singh, who's been doing great stories on Gadgets360.com. And he said he'd like to take some of his interviews to the podcast medium as well. So you can expect some great interviews with people in the tech industry. You can also expect the usual coverage that we have here, where we talk about smartphones and tell you which ones to buy and which ones to avoid. And we'll also talk about TVs and other products that we keep reviewing. But apart from that, you'll also be hearing a lot more industry voices, which we, for one reason or another, were not able to do so much of before. Does that sound accurate to you, Akhil?
That's great. Like, I mean, yeah, no pressure, right?
Absolutely none. And, no standards to live up to or anything. Like, you can just continue with whatever you had.
Just have to, like, step into the shoes of the founder and no biggie. I can easily manage this.
Yeah, well, I mean, jokes aside, I think this is episode number 263 of Orbital over the last 4 years. So the start of Orbital was at the end of April 2016. And if you notice, this episode is going live on March 19, 2021. So if you count the number of weeks and you count the number of episodes, they will not match, because in the early days of Orbital, we used to be a little fast and loose with the number of episodes. Quite a few times we used to see, okay, some big event is happening, so why not, let's launch like 2 episodes of the podcast in the same week. Sometimes we've done even 3 episodes because we used to time many of our episodes based on the big events that are happening around. So sometimes we had weeks where Apple launched an iPhone, Sony launched some PlayStation games or something, and some other embargo was lifting around the same time. So 3 episodes within 5 days or something, that also has happened, which is why the number of weeks and the number of episodes won't really add up. But it's safe to say that it's been a very, very, well, challenging 4 years as well, and rewarding 4 years as well on this podcast for me. When we started this thing,
you've done a great job, like just managing just like the workload that everyone has at Gadgets 360, and then still managing this passion project of yours on the side is just, I think it's insane.
Yeah, so I think a lot of the credit in this, of course, like, goes to me. I mean, I shouldn't be saying that, but still, because,
why not? I think it's a good deserve right now at this point.
Yeah, so a lot of the credit is because, like, I am the kind of person who is very consistent with things. Once I pick something up, then I like to keep it going. I don't like to abandon my projects midway. But then again, I also had support from a lot of people, right? We should also mention Gadgets 360's former editor, Kunal Dua. So he was the one who encouraged me in 2016 to start a podcast, since, in the US, we were listening to a few tech podcasts. And at that time, there was nothing equivalent to that in India. So along the way, we learned a lot of things. Obviously, we've had some great episodes. We've had some episodes where we had to re-record the whole thing simply because of some audio issues. There was one episode where my audio was clipping, which means it was so high that it was unbearable to listen to, and you could barely hear the other person's voice. And, that was a disaster. Similarly, we had, I think there was one day when I spent some 6 hours trying to figure out what is wrong. Why is my podcast not going up? And it turns out that there were 2 issues. So while you upload a podcast, there is one XML file which basically just tells you that, okay, this episode has been released on this date and there's one more episode coming up in the next week or whatever. It has all the details of the episode, including the headline, what is the length, duration of the episode, what file size it is, and everything. So that file had some smart quotes instead of straight quotes. And because of that one thing...
Welcome to HTML land.
Yeah, the entire file got basically, like, it wasn't able to read it properly, and the file wasn't rendering, and the podcast wasn't getting refreshed. Similarly, another time I spent like 3-4 hours trying to figure out what is wrong with my podcast. Why isn't it refreshing on the feed? It's available everywhere. I can play it online. And it turns out I had forgotten to change the year. We moved on to 2019 or something, and the dates were all 2018. So you could see that those episodes like in the feed if you scroll back.
The modern reflection of like what used to happen in school, right? Like when you go from December to January, you would still be writing the date in your notebook as 1-1, and then you write the last year, you're like, no, that doesn't feel right.
Yeah, true that, except in this case, I didn't even realize whether it felt right or wrong. I was just like...
In the notebook, it's fine. It doesn't, it's a harmless thing, but if you do it online, it's like, this is like the Y2K thing almost, like people were fearful of, right? Like, what will happen if the year is like... reset. What will happen? Nuclear weapons will get launched.
Yeah, true that. That's basically how I felt. It took me a good few hours, and finally, I was just scrolling through the podcast feed randomly after like an hour or so. I just gave up and I was just like, let me just see the episodes and see if everything else is fine. And suddenly I just scrolled back long enough and I saw, okay, a year ago, today's episode is appearing. Okay, something is wrong here. So anyway, a lot of these issues, audio issues, everything happened, and we like learned everything along the way. And of course, we had a lot of interesting guests also on the podcast, which was very good to have. I think we interviewed in the last year itself, we had interviewed a fair few people from the industry, such as Mishi Chaudhary, who is absolutely my favorite guest ever to appear on Orbital, because she's so vocal about privacy, and she's so able to explain such complicated issues such as the legal aspects of, you know, things like India's IT Act and how it affects basic stuff like what you post on WhatsApp and how it can be accessed by law enforcement and things like that. So a lot of these things we have done on the podcast. The one thing that we didn't do that much of, which now my successors, which is Akhil and Jagmeet, will be doing more of, is again, sharing the podcast on social media. So we will try and reach out to people on other platforms as well. For the longest time, we were relying on our website and on our feed, and you know, Apple's or maybe Google's featuring our podcast and letting it reach many, many more people than it usually does. So so most of the things are going to be the same. Some things are going to change in the near future, but I would urge everybody to stick with us so that you can continue enjoying these podcasts. Gadget 360 will be producing quality podcasts throughout 2021 is my expectation. It's not a hope anymore, because now Akhil is the only person apart from me who's ever hosted Orbital. He did one episode where we interviewed
I think it's so special suddenly.
Yeah, you are in that way. I don't think anybody else has, like, that's the only episode in which I did not make an appearance out of 263. So
it's like that odd episode in a TV show where like, hey, wait, what happened to the lead character? Or she was pregnant.
Not just that, the fly from Breaking Bad.
Or that, yeah. We ran out of budget, so we had to shoot an entire episode inside one room. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, so anyway, it's something like that. So Akhil is someone who's been covering the entertainment beat for Gadgets 360. If you're wondering what the entertainment beat is and why is it on a gadget site, well, it's because entertainment has also begun to coincide with technology. We have Netflix, which is online.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the past year, I mean, all the entertainment in the world has literally been online, right?
Yeah.
So no theaters, no cinemas, no plays you could attend, no concerts you could go to. Even concerts were online. Literally every entertainment in the last year, or actually even further now, even more months, like, because we're not out of the pandemic yet, is like literally online. Everything is streaming. Like everything streams now.
Yep. A disproportionate amount of the entertainment we get on the internet or in general in our lives these days has something to do with technology. Now you look at tech companies like Amazon, Netflix, Hotstar. Should I call it
Apple,
a tech company? Yeah,
yeah,
and
Apple. The biggest tech company you can think of, like a $2 trillion giant, is now like, oh, we also want to make TV shows and movies.
Yeah, true that. So that's why we have a full-fledged entertainment section on Gadgets 360. Akhil has been managing it pretty much on his own for a long, long time now. And he's also been interested in exploring podcasts as a medium in which to conduct his interviews and just, you know, put out some information out there in the world. And that's why we are here. And Akhil is going to be taking this over. So you're getting this, this podcast is going into the hands of someone who also has a pretty good track record of doing things fairly regularly and not abandoning them midway, which is a big criteria for anybody who has to manage this podcast. It takes a lot of work to keep this going week on week. And, you know, we haven't had any breaks that way. We haven't taken any vacation break or anything. Even when I was on leave, etc., we had episodes going up because we recorded a couple backup episodes, etc. So that is
even more delicate than, you know, even like professional podcaster, like even though them, like the biggest ones will take like 2 weeks off, like during the holiday season in the US and all that.
Yeah, true that. I mean, I'm not saying that people, you know, it's some kind of a great thing that we didn't take any breaks and we put out so many episodes, etc. If you want to take a break, sure, that's, you know, completely fine.
But we have no lives.
Yeah, at the same time, I mean, we didn't take any. So the podcast has been remarkably consistent and it's going to somebody who has been fairly consistent with a lot of things that, you know, is taken up. For example, if you see the entertainment section, you'll find a lot of monthly things that keep happening, such as we have like multiple guides going up at the start of the month, which tell you, okay, what's coming up in various platforms for streaming that you can check out. So things like that keep going up fairly regularly, and Akhil is the one who's been managing that, and now he's taken up the podcast as well because he feels like he doesn't have enough work, right?
Yeah, why not? Like, let's add so much. I mean, I already had, like, this is coming back on the possibly the biggest week I've had in possibly the last year since the pandemic began. I'm talking about the Snyder Cut. And why not? Like, let's add more to that bucket, right? Like, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, cool. Okay, so let's record a 4-hour edition of this podcast and, you know, release it.
Right now we will do it a bad version and then we will let the fans decide if they want a 4-hour. That's how you work. That's the modern Hollywood system now.
Okay, and then we'll make it exclusive to a lot of platforms. Imagine people paying 690 rupees for an episode of Orbital. That's something, right? Anyway, chalo. So let's move on and talk about what I'll be doing in the future and why this is my final episode of Orbital. Well, it's been 10 years for me in the tech industry. I mean, tech journalism industry. I've been covering tech stories and stuff for a very, very long time now. So, and even in NDTV, I think I've spent about 7 years almost. And I've been feeling for a while that, you know, now that I've, it's been 10 years since I studied anything, I think I should add some more stuff to my skill set and learn something new and try and take on a new direction in my career. So, I am, I've gotten an admission to an MBA program in ISB, which is the Indian School of Business, and I will be joining that in a couple of months. So once I'm done with that, hopefully I'll end up in the tech industry somewhere and, you know, pick up some new skills, learn some new experiences, and you know, just go through with life that way. What I've done in journalism, I'm extremely proud of. It was a pretty nice run that I had in this industry. When I got into it, I didn't really think that I would be the editor of something. I mostly thought that, okay, I'd do my reporting, I'd do some editing, and I'd just, you know, make newspaper pages, and that's pretty much it. I never really thought that I'd be here 10 years later. So here I am. And for a while, I've been feeling that, okay, it's time to learn something new and to new beginnings, if people know that meme. So here we are with that moment in my life. So in the future, I'll be studying. And after studying, I will be then going ahead and, you know, maybe forging a new career in a new industry. So that's basically what's happening in my life, which is why I have decided to part ways with NDTV and with the tech journalism industry for the time being. So, you know, this is a pretty big shift in my life. And that is like, it's taken something as big as this for me to say goodbye to the podcast. It's not like, you know, I'm just changing jobs or something. It's basically an entirely new direction that my career is going in. So, well, that's the history and geography of why there are some changes over at Orbital as well. And I am really, really sure that, you know, the podcast is in safe hands and it's going to be around for a long, long time to come. So,
all the best to you as man. Yes. I think you're going to do a wonderful job. You have done a job with this. So I'm sure what you would do next is going to be amazing. Outside of Orbital, I'm sure it's your favorite part here. What are you going to miss the most?
Hindi tech videos. I never really thought I'd be... So, I mean, the history of this is that when I first came into the tech industry and when I first entered journalism, I never really thought of myself as someone who's in front of the camera. Like, I joined as a desk hand on a newspaper and I just got interested in, you know, tech writing and all that, and I was doing writing on the side. So I never ever thought that I'll be in front of the camera. And when I joined NDTV, around that time, I think maybe a year or two into my time here, I met some wonderful people from our Bombay office, such as a friend of the podcast, Prishit Devrukkar, who was at the time here with us and doing some videos here and heading the video section. So he encouraged me to do some videos once in a while, and then that's how I started doing some videos, but I was very, very uncomfortable doing them. So if you want to see those videos, you can go to youtube.com/gadgets360 and search for Kindle Oasis review. Maybe that was one of the early ones that I had done. So you can go and see how I looked in those videos and how uncomfortable I was on the camera. But over time, I think there was a time when I saw some MKBHD video, which was about maybe 3 years ago. And that's when I realized, okay, what talking to the camera means, like how comfortable you should be when talking to the camera. He just looks like he's having a conversation with the camera, basically, when he's doing his, PTCs or piece to camera, as we call it. So Hindi tech videos is something that happened completely by accident to me, because around 2019, I was also made the head of videos here. And I figured the Hindi channel is not getting much love, so let's start doing some reviews and some other videos in Hindi as well. And in 2 years, we gained 100,000 subscribers over there, and so many really dedicated followers of our channel. So we recently did a farewell video over there where I said that, okay, this is exactly what I said in the podcast. I said it on the video channel as well. And we had some 150 comments with everyone saying that we'll miss you. And, that's, we really enjoyed the knowledge that you shared here, etc., etc. So again, not to beat my own drum or something here. It's just that I was able to build a very strong connect with the audience over on the Hindi YouTube channel, which is something that I never really thought I'd be doing, because facing the camera, I was never really good at. Secondly, also Hindi videos, I never really thought of myself as a good Hindi anchor, but turns out that, somehow with practice and with the support that we got on YouTube, that was a pretty strong community that we were able to build. And that's something that I will definitely miss in the future.
You should put that on your CV, bilingual podcaster and video anchor. I think that counts for something. I think that's really valuable.
Yeah, it is. I really want to do some Hindi videos in the future, but let's see how that goes. For now, I'm just thinking that with my studies coming up,
you need to put something in the universe, then it comes back to you.
Yeah, well, let's see now how that goes. I really feel that if my the course that I've signed up for is pretty hectic, so if that was easier, or if that was maybe a 2-year course, I could have done something like that on the side. But with that being what it is, I don't want to take up something that I may not be able to follow through. So that's like a significant character trait, right? That is basically why we are in this position where, I'm going to have to temporarily say goodbye to podcasts and videos. But I'll probably be back in some way in making podcasts or videos in the future, because I really enjoy talking both on audio formats like podcast and on the camera. So let's see what happens. I mean, never say never, right?
Yep, that's how we live.
Cool. So I think I've covered what I wanted to in this episode. Is there anything else you want? Any tips, suggestions, or anything else?
I have no. You want tips from me? You're the veteran here.
Well, that's true. So one thing I will say here is that even though I may not be a part of this company, I'll try my best to, reach out and be a guest or something on the podcast at some point in the future, because it's something that, we started and I'm quite attached to. So let's see. Let's hope that things work out and we are able to do that kind of a thing in the future as well. All right. So
give me a ring literally anytime you want to be on the podcast, and I'll be like, yep, next episode, Pranay's coming back. It's done.
Yeah.
He found the podcast, he can come whenever he feels like.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's I'm very happy now. I don't think I want anything else in life. So I think with that, we can wrap up this episode of Orbital. We'll be back with one more episode next week, even if I'm not the host. Please stick around with us. Subscribe to this podcast.
Insert
on your
sad background music that makes people cry and sentimental.
Subscribe to the podcast. Don't worry, there will be no sad sentimental content over here. It's all going to be good tech focused hardcore stuff that you guys enjoy. And definitely you should follow Gadgets360 on all platforms such as YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Again, the handle is the same everywhere. You can search for Gadgets360 and you will find us. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, you can write to us at podcast@gadgets360.com, and we will be back next week.